AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A rainy night in Georgia has turned into a snowy night. Jim Butterworth, director of the Georgia Emergency Management Agency, says 15 strike teams are patrolling highways in greater metro Atlanta to prevent motorists from getting stranded on snow-covered roads.
The design is to keep some of the major roads passable, because obviously if a specific intersection or a specific stretch of road becomes impassable, then that sort of cascades into other parts of the city, and we're going to avoid that.
Butterworth says the governor of Georgia has delayed state office openings for at least 2 hours tomorrow morning.
Temperatures will continue to drop, and as that happens, I think folks would be prudent to, at a minimum, if they feel the need to get out, to at least assess the road conditions in their area before they get out.
Farther north, the governor of North Carolina says he hopes the storm dumps snow and not freezing rain. During a town hall interview broadcast tonight by MSNBC and Telemundo from Miami, President Obama was asked why he didn't do more about immigration when he was first elected president and Democrats controlled both houses of Congress.
When I took office and I had a majority, we had the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. The global economy was collapsing. The unemployment rate in the Latino community and the immigrant community had soared.
The Senate has stripped the president's plan to protect some 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation from a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security and will vote on the issue separately. But the GOP is going to get nothing for its efforts to fund DHS because Obama says he will veto any attempt to block his protection plan for immigrants. This is AP Radio News. The National Transportation Safety Board has obtained video from a commuter train crash in Oxnard, California.
The forward-facing cameras did record the accident sequence. It recorded the actual collision.
NTSB member Robert Zumwalt says investigators are examining the train and the truck it hit. They're also looking at conditions at the railroad crossing, trying to understand why the truck that was hit was stopped on the tracks 80 feet from the crossing.
We're examining the traffic signals at the grade crossing. We're testing the signals at the grade crossing, and we're also looking at the street lighting. Was that grade crossing adequately illuminated?
The truck driver, who was arrested on suspicion of leaving the scene of an accident that injured 30 people on the commuter train, four critically, is expected to be arraigned tomorrow. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.